From Stone Mountain of Georgia.
Welcome to the Paul and Mary Show.
Sorry, I'm fucking hatched, man.
You guys have an app or something?
Well, it's been it.
Michael.
Yes.
Well,
she hasn't seen
it.
Welcome to the Paul and Mary Show.
Folks, if you're just tuning in, I got a sweet hat as a gift from Big Tim. He sent me this gift.
Tony Burton, Big Tim, get all the love.
Big Tim sent me a hell of a gift, and I'm wearing it tonight.
Holy shit.
Pretty cool. If you have any funds, go and buy you one.
They're sold out right now.
It's too late then. It's too late. Cinco de Mayo. That's got to be tomorrow, maybe. Or maybe not.
Probably, yeah. We depend on Stacy, yeah. That sounds about right.
Depend on Stacy to tell us what day of the week it is and...
Yeah.
What holiday is the closest? National ones. Only please, Stacy. Doing a hell of a job. Been doing a hell of a job. It's
hell of a job.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Yeah. That's what she said.
But Stacy's doing okay. She has the it's almost summer. It's almost time. Boys are gonna be out of school. It's time for the good times to roll, man.
Heard that.
Hey y'all! Tell everybody
the Paul and Mary Show
is in town. I got a dollar and a quarter, and I'm just Rand the Clown. But don't let nobody play me cheap. I got 50 cents more that I'm gonna keep.
I'm just glad she's happy with us now, because she was pretty hot
earlier. Glad she's okay.
Yeah, but you'll still get those texts the next morning, like, whoop de woo.
Put my phone on silent, dog.
Okay. Well, we can't do her like that. You can't do Stacy like that.
Let's still get over it.
No,
Stacy.
We ain't gonna treat her like that. Thank you for all your hard work.
Stacy's a hell of a person and a hell of an engineer. Rambling Rick.
Don't you say that. She ain't got no affiliations with that brand.
She's smart enough. Hey, yeah, you are. Don't say that about yourself. Yeah, you are. I don't care what Jackson says.
Shit.
He needs an ass whooping is what he needs, Stacy.
All them kids need an ass whooping.
A belt ass whooping. A belt ass whooping, Stacy.
She don't want to do that for some reason.
You wear belts, Stacy? Do you wear belts? Whoop them with them.
Breaking news, new development out of Atlanta. Police are on a standoff with a local rapper by the name of Smooth. Wait, and this just in? He has the rap game hot.
First you get the money, then come power, respect these hoes. Thirsty shorty, only want you if you got a check with money talk. It speaks so many languages, Olympics, how I wrestle work. I don't think you get my angle, bitch.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Is that past me or is that just?
It's been past you for like 3 minutes, man. It's been on you.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Oh, shit.
Hey, holler at me. Hey. That's how the people at Kroger are with me. They're like, hey, just say something to me. Just tell me you need me to come check your ID. I'm like, you're standing over there in a conversation. You're clearly occupied, so I don't want to bother you.
Somebody going to have to do it.
They're going to have to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your ass over here and put my date in. Mm. 91, baby. Hold up.
Boom! You never know. That's the point. Go.
This is what the fuck are we doing, Stacy? Stacy, did we just start this shit? It's going to be a long night.
I don't know. If
it's going to be a long goddamn night, Stacy. Did you bring your slippers? You bring those Balenciaga slippers that we bought you? Hope you did, because it's going to be a long fucking night. I can tell you that. Stacy, light that shit up. Hey, what do you know about Yolanda Adams?
What about her?
So, you know they have the Freaknik documentary coming out, right?
That wasn't her. If you're talking about that picture. Don't you say that. That was not her.
I'm not judging her either way. I'm not judging her either way. I don't want to.
I don't believe that was her from what I saw. If that's what you're talking about.
I didn't even look to see if it looked like her. I don't know. But the fact that Yolanda Adams might have been there, I believe it.
Hey, man. Anybody could have been.
Maybe she hadn't found God yet. Maybe that made her find God.
No.
That was it right there. It was like she caught the Holy Ghost.
That ain't gonna
down on Peachtree Street.
I don't know, man. I don't think that was her. It might have been. I don't know. I don't know. If it was her, then good for her Leah life. But
there's a lot of sweating parents out there.
It's gonna be. Yeah, I saw that.
I'm enjoying it. It was. I don't connect to that time at all. So, like, I don't have parents that were.
I got a T-shirt. Like, I went on Memorial Drive one day. I think my grandma took me.
I wasn't old enough at all.
Yeah, I went down there.
So,
just to get like a little T-shirt.
Should have kept it. We could have hung it in the Freedom Studios. Have you heard about Stifler's mom?
She's got it going on, I think. No, that's not her.
What about her? She's getting some type of dedication. I didn't put a lot of preparation into this.
Well, that's being in for you.
Martin Lawrence got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
So I guess we're just breezing through the news here. God damn.
She deserves one. Got something. It wasn't a Hollywood star of fame, but it was.
The only thing she was in? What else was she in?
She's like, I feel like if you read her resume, like, it's going to be like, oh, I saw that and I saw that. And it's just a bunch of fucking bullshit comedy. Good movies or whatever, but she's been in some other stuff.
I feel like I've seen her before.
She was just in something I was thinking about earlier. But she's done her work. She's not here for a good time, but she's
not here. You got it wrong, because she is here for a good time. And so are we here at the PNM Podcast.
Been watching a lot of Family Feud lately. I know we talked about that before, but I wonder if they set that stuff up.
What stuff?
Family Feud.
What about it?
Well, there are families that are more entertaining than others. And I just wonder if sometimes they set up the questions so the family they want to push gets a push.
I don't know.
Some families are more attractive than others. There are different factors, but a lot of times, like, you see the families that are, like, outgoing and they, like, really, like, draw a crowd. Like, oh, they're back again.
Yeah.
I warned you about them yesterday, but here they are against the McLaren family from Louisiana.
Give them a hand. Yeah.
They might win a new car.
I've known an attractive, outgoing family, and they didn't make it. Because they did shows in Atlanta.
They do it now. We thought about getting tickets.
Yeah, but they did audition. There you go. Yeah, damn. So, but yeah, they tried out but they didn't make it. But they were pretty. You know, I feel like
I want to try out.
Go try out. You got who else? Who you gonna take with you?
I don't know.
You gotta have a squad.
Well, it's got to be. Here's the thing about Family Feud. This is to my people out there listening. I'm going to take a shot, and then I'm going to explain Family Feud to you. Stacy, here's to you. With Family Feud, you got to remember that it's sometimes you hear a question and you think of a clever answer, and it's like, oh, I want to shout this out. But you got to remember that with Family Feud, it's not the most clever answer. It's the most common answer. So if I ask you a question right now and I told you you had to give me a response immediately, what would be your answer? You know, something falls off of a tree. What color is it?
A rectangle.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Okay. I forgot what we were talking about. Yeah,
the obvious questions from Steve.
Yeah, it's.
They want you to get raunchy is what they want.
And so man, they asked something the other day, and I was just like, no one said it, and it was just like a crazy question. It was, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it was probably something like, a man doesn't want you to know. Hey, Caroline, how you doing? That's good. Is your family here? Okay. Hey, let me ask a question. A man doesn't want you to know. We interviewed the top 100 people, and they said a man doesn't want you to know when he has a small what? Bank account was up there. Hairline was up there. Clothes in the closet was up there. You know what wasn't up there?
What's that?
Cock size.
Oh, okay.
Stacy knows about it. Hell.
You know, that's the ones you got to worry about. Those are the real freaky bastards.
I don't think I saw that episode.
That's what I was saying. I was sitting there watching. I was like, trying to get it. Sometimes you'll see it, though, where he like turns around. He's like, they're like, you know, what's the best thing on a first date or something? And there'll be some wild girl over there. Be like, sex, Steve. I like sex.
What your ass say? Your ass. I said the top fruit.
Steve drops the card and does the whole thing and turns around. Ding, ding. And then he does a whole nother thing. The crowd goes crazy. It's good for morale. Good for the show.
Steve, I like that. Steve will do it.
I like, he always has a nice shoot. Stacy.
I'm just saying, y'all. Let's go to the bull. I'm going to read that one more goddamn time.
He always has a nice suit. Always looks good. Doesn't have the high top anymore, but
nah.
Doesn't have any of the high tops
anyway.
I don't know. He was the lead singer on the high tops. I would expect him to have a high top.
Who was he going against? The rib tips? Or who was the other team?
It was the rib something.
There's something like that. T-Bone. I think his name was T-Bone.
Well, the funk hit the fan, And that's all I have to say about that.
Come on, get with me.
You know, there's a story behind that there saloon. 20 years ago, two outlaws took this whole town over. Sheriffs couldn't stop them. Quickest damn gunslingers I've ever seen. Got murdered in cold blood. That old saloon there was their little home away from home. They say the ghosts of bad news still live in that tavern. And on a quiet night, you can still hear the footsteps.
PNM Podcast, that's how you say it, right?
Can we get a motherfucking moment of silence for this small chronic break?
Glow, cause my ring is so blingy, blingy, yo, stop blinking though. We smoke stinky, stinky dro, and we don't cop them incy, wincy, old. And we don't stop, nah, we blow, fuck the people. Everywhere we go, we smell like E.O. Birdman, my paw, so that make me go fly like an eco.
See, they think cause I said English turn, that stunner don't have a OZ to burn. I go in East over and ball like a dog. Me and my niggas ball like a dog. Calls on the streets, all on the lawn. Ice in my teeth, all on my arm. Tats in my face, my back and my arm.
Tats in my face, my back and my arm.
Told
y'all,
I ain't
gon' change y'all. Don't you know it's a way of
professional. You a rookie. Fucking game so serious, I could sell a hook or some pussy. Nah, that's some serious shit. Oh yeah, believe that. Who we rolling with? We rolling with Cash Money. Oh, I forgot about Peace. Peace. I mean, piece of pussy, piece of land, piece of property. Just a mind game. Peace of mind.
I don't know what that last segment was about.
Just fast forward.
Plus 30. Plus 30. Just keep hitting it.
I like that plus 30. I like that plus 30.
Skim through that part. We don't want to hear that. Plus 30. Plus
I like
30.
I like the YouTube videos that just go directly. Like, you ever watch the YouTube videos where they're like teaching you how to like change your oil or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's like, jump to 316
for this part. Yeah.
And it's like 30 seconds. I'm like, this is fucking a brilliant. Some fucking kid came up with this in fucking Google or fucking YouTube or something. And he was like, hey, let's just skip to, you know, they have those recipes online that they used to be horrible. It'd take you a day and a half to get to the recipe. But then they started putting in the jump to recipe, click the link, so you can just jump to the recipe. It's the same thing.
Oh, no, I didn't know
like
about
it,
that.
You click on a recipe, it was like, how to fry pork chops and include lime and lemon. And then you click on it, and it'd be a story. It's like, I have four kids.
Yeah, don't nobody want to hear that part.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, how long do I fucking cook the pork? Like
exactly, bro. Yeah.
It's lime and lemon. Hey, that's lime it. And lemon. How do I use it?
Yeah, I mean, that's a little light shit and all that, but I'm about just getting high and eating.
My kids sleep 4 hours a day, so that's the time I get to cook.
This is when you marinate it.
Marinate it. An hour and a half. Bitch, I just got home and I got to go to sleep in an hour and a half. Okay, how do I do this in 15 minutes?
For real.
I don't have time for this shit. Let's hurry it up. God damn,
that's
Stacey.
That's what they do. They got to do that so they can get their ads. They can get their views or whatever.
I can click forward, man.
Fuck
jump
flat.
To recipe. Stacey.
I need to find another road to follow. One that's new and strong, not old and hollow. Oh, as I hold this bottle and smoke this reefer, listen to some old and Lee, I say.
Damn, man. Shit is crazy, man.
Calm down.
Okay. I'm calm.
Calm down. I brought fruit.
I know, Modi. I know you did.
You want croissant?
No.
I brought
a whole thing of croissant up front.
Have you eaten one of them?
No.
I took one the other day. I took one and put some jelly. It was good.
It's just wasteless bread. just
it's you're
carbs.
You're paying a respect to Modi.
I respect Modi. I love some Modi.
You're respecting Modi. Grab a fucking croissant, put some fucking strawberry jam on it, and eat that bitch. Whoa. It's good for you. You were drunk the night before. You know you need some bread. What the fuck?
If that motherfucker has some damn tacos or something with it, like...
Fuck that. It's warming up 30 seconds in the microwave. Like, you know you need that shit. Just sitting there. Like, I'm the same way. I'm like, man, no, I'll just slam two cups of coffee and I'll get over this shit. It's like, no, just grab a croissant and fucking put a little jelly on it, fucking stuff it in your mouth, and eat that bitch. Damn. Get a couple of carbs, man. Carbs are power food.
Yeah, I guess so. It ain't fun to me.
It is when you add jelly
meat.
To it.
I want some meat with it. All right, if you got some sausage or some...
You got to talk to Doug about that. You can't talk to Moody about that.
Wait, Doug got the sausage?
He's the one that cooks the shit all the time in the fucking pan.
He be using that little toaster.
It smells like fucking Waffle House when you walk in there.
Yeah, I have smelled that before.
It's like, who's cooking? It's like, oh, Doug's warming up a brat or something.
Chop that shit up. Put on some toast.
Man, cheese. Spread it to jelly.
Yeah, that too.
Cheese, eggs, and Welch is great.
You scared, go to church, you know?
You're scared. You need to go to church. I've been to church. You need to go to church, motherfucker. You need to fucking say grace and goddamn catch the Holy Ghost. I've been there. I know how it is. Don't try to bitch me out.
Okay, bitch.
Just take your ass to church, all right? Fucking put your fucking money in the ties, goddamn offer.
I ain't giving him no more money.
Give him a P&M card.
I ain't doing it. I'll give him a business card.
Heard that, sir.
These motherfucking churches are getting expensive. You think these preachers don't know it's a fucking recession? Every time they catch you catching the Holy Ghost, we're going to take the plate one more time. Pass the plate one more time. I seen an old lady snap out of the Holy Ghost. She's like, oh, hell no. And that's just taking advantage of a motherfucker right there. That's the third time he didn't sit the plate around here. And that's it now. They got families that know how to time that motherfucking plate. You see the whole family get up. They know how to do it. You see the father get up first. Motherfucker just start walking out. Kids be right behind them. Pastor, look at this shit right there. Look at that time. That's what you call stealing.
When you hit the ring, your music should play. Am I wrong or am I right?
Not every time. Not if you're doing a run-in, I don't think.
If there's not something concurrent or going on, and you hit the ramp. See, and you say if you do a run-in, but how many times does Austin come in as a run-in
and the glass broke?
I want you to take the best times in wrestling history where a run-in had a pop like this and with the music. And, like, it always, like, if it's the guy to get over, it's going to get over. But that's just, like, if you have a run-in, just like the GM I was talking about earlier, Adam Pearce. If you hit the ring, think about it back in the day, man. Something was going on in the ring. It was a bunch of fucking bullshit. And then fucking... No chance! No chance!
Yeah, I get that.
I know you get it. I know you feel it in your bones. that was a part of the story. And for him to come out and not have an entrance, that just... It didn't make sense to me. Why do you do that? Why do you do that to yourself? Why do you hang your boots up like that? Because I don't do that. I don't do that, folks. Stacy knows about my boots. I don't do that.
I don't know, man. I don't. Maybe he's not trying to be the star of the show. It's more about the wrestlers.
He never was the star of the show. He's the GM. But you have to have an authority figure. Like, he can't just be a bitch that you walk over. What's up, bitch?
I don't know.
What's up, bitch? You make this match for me, homie. You suck my dick if I have to. Hand him over to my buddy Prison Dom.
Okay. Well, I don't want to fuck with him.
Sadness. It's not a bad thing to feel. But it's that cold absence of feeling. That's what prison was like. You think I'm playing a game? You think this is a game to me? I served hard time, and I survived. Prison changes a man.
We still got a few drives to go, so Stacy, let's light it up. Let's push the boards up. Let's push the bass. Put some beat in my headphones or bass or subs or any of that shit. Whatever Marshall said, put it in my headphones and let's snare. It's one of those. One of those drum sets.
Let's snare.
What'd you say?
Let's snare, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Turn up my headphones. Turn up my head. Or I'm the only one in here, so I'm gonna turn up my own headphones for myself. Thank you.
Greg won't go down on me.
Mom! Wait a minute, man.
Giving these cats a minute and a half apiece is what I'm doing.
Okay. Seeing that it's fun around. Alright. Phantom Kids are still out tonight. We're still here making a banger. Folks, the light ain't crept in the window. It's still light out there. PNM, about to cook something up. I got me a new grill today. I'm going to put some fucking Chinese oak in it and fucking burn it with a fucking, you know. And then I'm going to cook some food. And that's all I have to say about that. State's going to chime in on this because State's going to put a little effect on this right here. And I'm telling you once. Now I'm Alan Mazik. State's take us home. Your respect to Moody. Grab a fucking croissant, put some fucking strawberry jam on it, and eat that bitch. Whoa. It's good for you. You were drunk the night before. You know you need some bread. What the fuck?
If that motherfucker has some damn tacos or
something. Something falls off of a tree. What color is it?
A rectangle.
Till next time, take care of yourself. And each other. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got them close as soon as the funk
is popping off. Nigga, I hit them up. Now you tell me. Hey man. Just smoking and chilling. You know, chilling and smoking. Just the same day doing the same thing, man. Just keep your head up, brother. Keep rolling. You know what I'm saying? Because until next time, you like yours. Because I'm a like mine. I'm a like mine. You want to fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure or heart attack. You better back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up. It's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that want to bring it. But we ain't singing. We bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gonna kill all you motherfuckers. Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this how we gonna do this. Fuck Mobb Deep, fuck Biggie, fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My 4-4 make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug life riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and real niggas, all you motherfuckers feel us. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. Motherfuckers belt. You know how it is when we drop records, they felt. You niggas can't feel it. We the realest. Fuck 'em. We bad boys.
y'all be laughing, so man, y'all make me laugh.